they are here today all to worship God. I want to just ask you to just come forward. Children, good to see you. Nyap is here as well. Nyap and some people are going to the Oxford school that Silas and I are going for. She's going to my sisters. But after that, they'll go, don't know, Scotland and have a good time. People like us just go London, come back. But they all the side show is the Oxford. Then after that, the main show is Edinburgh. Ours is go there, stay in some crap B&B and then come back, all thanks to Silas. But let's see what they have to tell us and we'll have a good time. As we come before the Lord today, I want us to just, the children, can you just listen to me as I read the Word of God? Hang on, as the musicians continue to play. I remember reading this book and let me just find something. Hang on. Isaiah 6:1-4. In the year that King Uzziah died, this is Prophet Isaiah, he said, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. He saw, no? He saw. I wish I could see, man. This prophet closed his eyes and he saw. He saw that the Lord was sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim, each had 6 wings, with 2 wings covered his face, the other 2 wings covered his feet, and with 2 the seraphim flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. The Lord then asked, who would go out for him? Verse 8, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And Prophet Isaiah, having seen the vision of the Lord in his glory, he said, he was ready to respond. He said, here I am, send me. We always just make this joke when people say, you see the glory of the Lord and then here I am. Then what does Prime say? Send him. But when Isaiah saw the vision, he was so convicted. He says, God, send me. I want to just tell us as we come and worship the Lord, he is worth serving. You understand? So as we come before the Lord, just remember, I wish, you know, one day when he woke, as you close your eyes, Wai Kiong, you actually see the Lord sitting on the throne. Isn't that good to hear? Today I've been a kepo, so Joe, we have less time, forgive me. There's this guy who is not a believer. He came and then he was asked about his life, and this is what he said. He says, everybody worships. The only choice we get is what to worship. Everybody worships something. The only choice we get is what to worship, and the compelling reason for maybe choosing some sort of God to worship is that pretty much anything else you worship will eat you alive. If you worship money and things, if they are where you tap real meaning in life, then you will never have enough. You never feel you have enough. It's the truth. You worship your own body, you worship your beauty, and you'll feel always ugly. That's why I never worship myself, Tawe, because I know I'm actually very good looking. I'm quite okay. It's the truth. Worship your own body and beauty and you'll always feel ugly. And when time and age starts showing, you will die a million deaths before your loved ones finally grieve you. If you worship power, you will end up feeling weak and afraid, and you will need ever more power over others to numb you to your own fear. If you worship your own intellect, you think you're very smart, you worship your intellect, being seen as smart, you end up feeling stupid, a fraud, always on the verge of being found out. But the insidious things about these forms of worship is not they're evil or sinful, it is that they are unconscious, they are default settings. This guy reached all the way to the top, his name is Harry Peterson, he wrote many books, and then when he reached all the way to the top, he was asked if there's anything he wished someone had told him when he was younger. His answer was simply this. He wished someone had told him that when you get to the top, there's nothing there. He heard about this really rich people. I'm really sorry, but I heard that they were in this submersible thing. They went down, wanted to reach the Titan, and I hope they died a painless death. Just died. So rich, you know. So rich. Billionaire. But seeking something, and they went down. I my heart feels for them. But what do we worship? Do we worship power? Do we worship your own beauty? Do we worship intellect? Or do we say to God, I've seen you, God, I worship you and no one else. But when you worship God and you cry, holy, 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 your life is meaning. So today, children, I wanted to pull you back to worship. After this, you get to play some games. But don't play too hard and then you forget after you're coming back here again. When you, come back here. After that, everyone who comes back, I give you Yakun $10 voucher. Okay? No, you don't collect now. After you later come back, you collect for your father. Your father don't give report to the police. But today, we worship a God that we know. I want you to lift your hands, and I want you to get... And I want to really, I want to thank people like Brian and Zach, all these youngsters who are looking after the children. Thank God for you guys. Amen. Can we just lift our hands before the Lord, prepare to worship Him? 1,000 generations falling down to worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. 1,000 generations.
1,000 generations.
Falling down.
Falling down in worship.
Sing the song.
Sing the song of ages to the land.
And all who've gone before us.
And all who've gone before us. And all who will believe. Will sing the songs of ages to the land.
Your name is the highest.
Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest.
Your stands above them all.
Stands above them all.
Sing all thrones and dominions.
All thrones and dominions. Your powers and possessions. Your name
stands above.
Stands above them all.
Angels
and the angels cry.
Freedom.
If you walk in freedom, and if you bear His name, sing the song forever to the land.
We'll sing the song forever, and amen. And the angels cry,
sing holy,
holy. All creations cry,
sing holy. Lift your hands up, sing to the Lord, lift it.
You are lifted high, holy, holy forever.
Hear your people sing holy,
hear your people sing.
Sing holy,
holy
to the King.
The greatest, your name stands above them all.
All thrones and dominions, sing.
All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all.
Your name
is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all
thrones and dominions,
all thrones and dominions, all power and positions. Your name,
sing to the Lord, say, your name is the highest, your name is the highest,
your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them
all thrones,
all thrones, and dominions, all power and positions. Your name,
sing to the name of the Lord, Jehovah Jireh. Your name is the highest. Sing.
Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your
above them all. Your thrones and dominions,
all thrones and dominions, all vows and positions, your name stands above them all. And the angels cry,
sing holy,
holy,
all creation. Jesus, we ask, hear your people sing, hear your people.
Hear your people sing, holy, to the King of Kings, holy, you will always be.
Church, I want you to declare, sing to the Lord, Jehovah Jireh. Declare your name is the highest, your name is the highest.
The highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them
all thrones and dominions, all powers,
all thrones and dominions, all powers and possessions, your name stands above them.
Sing and declare your name, Jesus, your name.
You
lift your hands to the Lord.
We were lifted high. Sing holy,
holy forever,
holy forever.
Hear your people sing.
Hear your people sing.
Sing holy,
holy.
Operation of King of Kings.
Holy, you will love.
In that year, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim, each had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory." Will you lift your hands to the Lord of hosts? Lord, fill this place with your presence. Sing to the Lord, how great is our God? How great is our God? Sing, how great!
How great is our God? And sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing, how great! How great is our God?
Declare the name above all names. The name. is our God. My heart will sing. Father, thank you. Your name is above all names. You're Jehovah, the great I am. Lord, nothing compares to your name. And our end goal in our life is to worship you, not worship our own body, not worship money, not worship other gods, but only to worship you. And when we do that, Lord, all glory goes back to you. Jehovah. And this is need in your life, whether you're a child, you got exams coming, or you think your pocket money not enough. Ask God. Father, thank you that you meet our needs and you provide all that we need. And God, thank you being Shahab, Jehovah Shammah, the God of now, you're with us. So Lord, those who need healing, those who are sick, those who are not sure of where they will go in terms of their job, Lord, speak to them and let them know in the spirit that you are more than enough for all that they need. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, sing Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah, you are with me. You supply all I need. You are more than enough. More than enough. More than enough. Sing to the Lord Jehovah Shammah, the God of now. Jehovah, Jehovah Shammah, you are with me. You supply all I need. You are more than enough. More. One more time, sing. Jehovah Shammah, sing to the God of now. Jehovah Shammah, you are with me. You supply all I need. You are more than enough. More than enough. More than enough for me. You are more than enough. More than enough. Close your eyes, tell the Lord, you are more than enough, more than enough. You are more than enough, more than enough, more than enough. Father, thank you. Thank you for the children. You know, I know today we're running a bit late. I'm really sorry on Joe. Maybe you should make us speak another time. Today is almost like just worshipping God. And kids, today is a games day. I will not shortchange you. Today you cannot finish the games. Next week we'll play again. Okay? But today, come again. You will always finish the game. Game got time one. You don't worry. Cannot finish, go and get a lawyer and sue the church. We will finish, you understand? Okay, don't talk so much already. I want you to just lift your hands anything, talk to your father. Ask him to buy another Champions League ball for you. I want you to raise your hands before the Lord. Father, thank you. Father, bless your children. And I want the parents to come. Don't find your own son, because your son should be praying for them by yourself. I want you to come forward, find a child and bless them. And then we will have this time for service. Come, can you just quickly come pray for them? Every child, please, can you please pray for them? Every child, mark someone out. Don't have to be a child. In fact, don't find a child. There's some children here. Can you pray for them? Children are done. The children leaders, thank you. We can bring them to the back and we'll see them later. Thank you so much, children. Enjoy your games. We'll see you closer to about 6:05. Thank you. God bless you. Adults, can you please push forward? Please, Jonathan and wife, Cindy and the rest. I know Stanley's not feeling so well. Can be up. The rest, can you come up? Easier for us. We do the project. Father, thank you. We commit this service to you. And can we really thank the band? They're working very hard for this. Thank you so much. Yeah. After that, can we issue checks for them? Guitarist 200, drummer not so good, about 150. This one free, this one minus 25. My wife gave about 2,000 enough already. Father, we thank you. Can the adults just come forward? So we did a project so hard, I'm losing my voice. Father, thank you. We commit this service to you. And today we have a wonderful privilege. We have Joe speaking. Can we welcome her? But we also have time pressure. I told her it just finished by 6 p.m. So I'm really sorry that we took up, but the presence got so strong. Amen. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We commit all the way to you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a seat.
Testing. Good afternoon, church. Thank you so much. It's indeed a privilege for me to be standing here to share this afternoon. So before I start with the sharing, I would like to proclaim God's word over today's service. It is from Isaiah 55, verses 10 to 11. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and make it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire, achieve the purpose for which I send it. So let me say a prayer over us now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege for me to be standing here as your mouthpiece. Holy Spirit, acknowledge your presence and the power in working the hearts of your people. Make us holy and cleanse us by the washing through your blood and word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right, today I'm tasked to share on Jehovah Merkadesh. So it's a name that pretty much not very familiar with most of us, right? Usually we know a lot like Rapha, Jehovah Jireh. So before I actually start sharing, I want to give a testimony first, right? This assignment that I'm, or rather task that I'm standing here to preach, in actual fact, it is like a very divine appointment, right? Actually, I do have a public speaking fright. I have great fear. So what happened was 6 months ago, actually Daniel was sharing that, you know, to speak, and I told him that I can do most things, right, in the church, but you ask me to speak on stage, I am definitely not comfortable to do it. Then during my course, I was actually in a small group sharing. I came and I shared that I actually have this fear of public speaking. In actual fact, I had an inner wound. When I was primary one, I actually had a public shaming in a sense because I said something and it was like everybody laughed at me. So it was quite a major trauma in my heart, and I always had this fear. Whenever I stand on stage to speak, I always have this fear. But I know that God wants to release me through that pain, and how best to do it is when He wants to help me release it through being here, standing here to speak. So I had this person called Joshua Tan. Of all persons named Joshua Tan to share and speak and pray over me. So this is like he's praying and say how he also overcame his fear standing in front of the church to speak. So it's actually one of my classmates. So with that, I just want to say that, and when after I came back from that prayer, Daniel came and said that, oh, this particular Sunday, you're going to speak on the stage. I'm like, okay, sure, fine. Okay, I'm going to do it. And I take it as this is God's healing to me, and it's also God's healing through me to bless the church. Right. Oh, sorry. So, the anchor verse that I have for today is basically... Leviticus chapter 20, verses 7 to 8. Jehovah Mekadesh basically is what God says. He's the Lord who sanctifies you. In verse 7, He says, consecrate yourselves, therefore, to be holy, for I am the Lord your God. And you shall keep my statutes and perform them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Basically, throughout the whole book of Leviticus, God has spoken about how He is holy, and we as His people, or then Israelites, His people, are to be holy. Right? In I stated below Leviticus 11 to 44 to 45, you know, the various six verses in actual fact. So, as we know that God gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments and the various laws and decrees on how to live in order to survive living in the presence of such a powerful, holy being. At a time, we know that the tabernacle was constructed so that the Lord could be among His people. And in Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, it says that, let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell in their midst. Right? So that is what God, who He is. He is the Lord who sanctifies us. And He wants His people to be holy. So Leviticus 20:26 talks about you are to be holy to me because I am the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from the nations to be my own. So emphasizing obedience to God's law is important. We saw how God had called Israelite out of the nations, right? God has chosen Israel as a country to be a people, chosen people of His own, and God had blessed Israel, and God had defeated all of their enemies. As a result, Israel was called out to be a special people. They were called to be the people that would represent God to the world. As such, they had to live in a way that will honor and glorify God for others to see. So essentially, Israel is like an example for all people to see them so that we can learn through what God wants them as a, in that sense, at the, during the time, it's like a royal priesthood. But today, we are the royal priesthood. Right. So you can see from here, basically, it is a very simple illustration of how in understanding the Old Testament of how God called His people to be holy. And the one and the only God who is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow also begin His purifying work within the life of every believer, which is you and I. So when we receive salvation, right, that's the day that we be His follower. So God actually works in the life of us as a process. Sanctification is actually a process of ongoing spiritual growth that God initiates within His children. God not only wants a restoration of us with Him, right? When Adam and Eve actually sin at that point in time. So they had that fall from a separation with God. God actually sent Jesus to die on the cross as a redeeming way for his children to come back to him, right? So as he wants to be involved in our life day to day with him, that's what he wants to be with us, to sanctify us. And we know that how God worked through his ways. And in Ephesians 1:46, for he, God the Father, chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. So we are all adopted to sonship through Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of glorious grace. So for us believers, the day that we receive salvation, right, we believe Christ died for us on the cross, to the day that we glorify to see him in heaven, which is glorification, it is a process for us to walk through this sanctification. And I'm going to share later how the sanctification works in terms of why God wants to sanctify us and how God sanctifies us. So sanctification is God's purifying process to transform his people. So coming to this, why God wants to sanctify his children, right? I put it simply in 3 points. Point number one is, God works within us to accomplish what pleases him. In Philippians 2:13, for it is God who works in you to win and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. So here it says that God is actually working in us for his will. Every one of us has a destiny. Believe it or not, you like it or not, there is a destiny. Our names is already in the book for those who believe in him, for those who accept him as, you know, as Lord. And with that, here it says that God works in us and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose, which is God. Right, okay. Second point, sorry. And next is to draw us to rely on him in areas where we are in need. I feel myself is going through sanctification. This is really one area that I feel that I need his grace, extra portion of grace. 2 Corinthians 12:9 is what has been speaking to me today, right? Is that his grace is sufficient for me, and that his perfect work is make really perfect because of my weakness, not because of my own work. That I'm standing here speaking to you all is really my weakness, and he's making it possible. Even that I'm not fantastic in doing it, but I choose to obey. I choose to draw near to him. I choose to rely on his strength to know that I can't do it, God, but in you are possible. And that, you know, as I was coming here to speak, right, you know, I have this jitteries and stuff. And God told me, this is your family. And how he gave me the vision of when I was coming to join Agora, he gave me a vision of a red tent. And it's in Dennis's house, a red tent in Dennis's house. And a week later, the newspaper talked about home church. And it's about family, it's about home. And this is, you know, I'll just share with some brothers and sisters that, you know, our children know each other, and we know each other's children. We saw each other's children grow up, born and grow up. And this is how he comforted me, by telling me that sometimes we don't need to rely on our own strength to do a lot of things. We can come to him and rely on him in our areas of need. Thank God, really. I really thank God. Praise God. And to prepare us for his greater purpose for us. As we know, Abraham, when he was given a great test to sacrifice his son, and he brought his son and without any sacrifice, and his son asked him, "Oh no, where's the sacrifice?" And he said, "God will provide." And throughout that journey, when he really wanted to put the son up on the altar to burn, the angel of the Lord stopped him. And then subsequently, immediately, the angel of the Lord told him that you are going to be a father of great nations. You're going to be blessed, right? And many nations will be blessed through you. So sometimes when we go through sanctification or trials, not that God wants to put us in a very difficult position just to make us feel, you know, discouraged. We go through sanctification, we go through purpose, we go through, or rather, challenges, is because God wants to prepare us for his greater purposes in our lives. So take courage, brothers and sisters, that whatever I'm doing today, whatever challenge I face, I know that God has a purpose, has a destiny for me. I don't know what doors will be opened subsequently after this, but I choose to trust him. Praise God. Amen. And what are the means God uses to sanctify his people? Sorry. In 2 Timothy 3, 16 to 17, if you have your Bible and turn to it, right? It says, all scriptures is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So it is, first of all, we know the unity of scripture. You know, it was written by 40 human authors over a period of approximately 1,600 years. So they have a lot of individuals with diverse backgrounds. Moses, we know who Moses is, or was a political leader. We had Joshua, a military leader. We had even Matthew, a tax collector. But yet all these different authors came together, and the Bible does not contradict itself. There's basically Holy Spirit who's supervising the writing of the Bible, and it is the Word of God that I prayed earlier that cleanses us. So in Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is active and alive, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow, judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. So when this is how, when we come to the Word of God, that if there are any unforgiveness in the heart, sometimes the word reveals. Just like David, right? David sinned, he committed adultery. Even though he's a man after God's heart, he committed adultery and murder, but yet he is a man that, you know, Nathan confronted him, and he is still, we can see how, you know, through prophets, through their words, he asked for forgiveness and submitted to God. And one thing that I would like to highlight is also Psalms 119:105, that the Word of God is a lamp for our feet, a light on our path. So whatever circumstances we have in terms of our lives, we know that his word can be trusted. We know that when we need courage, we can come for his comfort through his word, wisdom, peace. All this can be found in his word. And next, which is... oh, sorry. The Holy Spirit. And this is something that has been very dear to my heart. The Holy Spirit is a wonderful counselor. I am just always so comforted by the Holy Spirit whenever I worship. He's a great presence, and he's the Spirit of truth. So John 16:13, right, it says that the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth, will come and guide us, and that he will tell us what is yet to come. And we, the children of God, are able to walk in spirit and in truth. So in spirit is basically Holy Spirit. In truth is basically through the Word. And that's what God wants us to be walking on this earth, right? These are the two greatest, I would say, our weapons in that sense, or even shield, that a lot of children of God sometimes are not utilizing it, or them, that we need the Holy Spirit to reveal to us things that what is said here, that He will tell you what is yet to come. So are we even aware that it's the power of knowing Holy Spirit intimately as a person? You know, we can grieve the Holy Spirit where we don't even want to, you know, when prompts us about certain things that is not right, and we still persist in doing it. So the Holy Spirit can be quenched, the Holy Spirit can be grieved. But the thing about Holy Spirit, it can help us to walk from the wrong way to the right way through His prompting, sanctifying us through His telling us when we are doing wrong. And next is that this is a promise from God, is Jesus when He was with His disciples during the supper. He told them that this is His promise, that He will not leave them as often, that when Jesus goes, the Holy Spirit will come and help them. Yes. So next is 1 Peter 1, 2 that I would like to share, is that who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. It is in this line that says that the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, sanctify us so that we are able to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkle with His blood. Grace and peace will be us, ours in abundance. So the sanctifying work of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, will help us to be obedient to Jesus so that we are able to be more like Him. Sometimes I myself struggle a lot, you know, things that the fruit of the Spirit, for instance, this self-control. I struggle a lot with self-control. And I know Holy Spirit is always so patient with me. And He always is willing to again and again remind me how to be more like Christ. Yes. Right, and now I'm going to actually share a story. You'll be wondering what this story is about. There are some potatoes here, there are some eggs, and there are some coffee beans, right? So potatoes, you know, where can we find all these three ingredients? They are like your staple in the kitchen, correct? So potatoes, when they are uncooked, they are actually hard. Same the other way for eggs, before they are cooked, they are actually easily broken, they are fragile. And coffee beans, when there's no intense boiling water poured into them, coffee beans is just coffee beans, right? So sometimes sanctifying through some trials and tribulation that God puts in our life actually changes a lot of things of the heart. I use these three items to signify the heart condition of His children. Sometimes discouragement will cause us, our hearts, to be hardened, just like the potato. Certain things that has happened, or self-sufficiency, pride, also cause us to be a potato. And as I'm standing here, one thing reminded me about pride. God wants to deal with pride, not because pride is what turned an archangel Lucifer into Satan. He wanted to be like God. He wanted to be worshipped, and that was when he decided to turn. So are we sometimes hardened at our hearts with pride, like a potato? The other thing about the eggs is fear. A lot of us may be dealing with fear, just like myself. Fear has caused me to lose out a lot of opportunities. My destiny, I decided not to take it because I'm afraid to step out of my comfort zone. And because of that, I may then just be status quo, but God wants me to go above, to be promoted, to do other things. So are we like eggs, you know, just allowing fear to just capture us? Coffee beans is basically just coffee beans, like I said. You are just sitting on the shelves. You're not doing anything. You're just sitting on the shelves and nothing happens. But what if we allow trials to change us, to sanctify us? Here, James 1, 2 to 4 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." So the next picture I want to show you is the transformation. Are you willing to be sanctified by God, to be transformed for His greater purposes? Just like this bowl of a very fuzzy, warm mashed potato, right? That is actually what it was before, hard potatoes. But when God transformed you, your heart changed into this warm, loving heart, compassionate for His people, to be able to see through His eyes for those in need, to be a comforting bowl of mesh for those who are weak and hungry. And for the eggs, you have been living in a very fragile, fearful life. Let God's power through the Holy Spirit sanctify you. For the Spirit of God gave us does not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline. And He has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. So arise and be one that is strong and courageous to do the things that God has called you. And lastly, are you willing to be that coffee bean that's not lying in the kitchen, but poured intense 180 degree water or 100, so that the aroma is able to be emitted out of that coffee bean into a cup of coffee? That there may be someone around you who are discouraged, who needs an encouragement, who maybe needs to hear the gospel, right? And with that, you are that wearing the shoes of gospel of peace to bring God's word to them. And who knows, you may be the one who will lead the next person to salvation. So a cup of coffee, hard-boiled eggs, and mashed potatoes. These are some simple ingredients that we find. But it's interesting how I came upon this to talk about our conditions of our heart. So the question, are you willing to be sanctified by God, to be transformed for His greater purposes? With that, I end my sharing. Thank you. Right, there's something that the Lord has placed in my heart. As I was preparing for the word sanctification, and the Holy Spirit is something that I felt that all of us need to be receiving. If any of you who have not been baptized by the Holy Spirit, I would encourage you to come forward. And infilling of the Holy Spirit is also very important. Right, sometimes we grieve the Holy Spirit. The Spirit gets quenched, it gets quieter and quieter. And that we need the infilling. We need to get the Holy Spirit to come alive within us. So I would like to encourage all of us that if you have not received, and even speaking in tongues, it is a gift to speak in tongues, right? It is a language that is, the Bible says when you don't know how to pray, the Spirit helps you to pray. And that's the tongue of the gift of tongues. So even though you're not baptized, right, you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can actually come forward and to be prayed for, to receive the Holy Spirit. So we can ask that if you want, come forward. Anybody who wants to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit can come maybe this side. And then those who would like to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, you can come this way.
Check one, two. Thank you. We had a chance to visit a brother, won't give his name. His brother is not doing so well in the hospital. I went to see him on, was it Monday, Joe? We went on Monday, right? I went at 6 p.m. The only hospital, you only allow two to go, right? I went at 6 p.m. I told her, you just wait for a while, 6:30, and then the brother was there, and then I went at 6, and then Joe came at 6:30. Do you go again on Friday? And then she went on Friday. And did Phyllis go? Phyllis also went. Yeah. And then she went again on Friday. I like Joe's spirit. She's well, I suppose that's also her job, right? But to just go out there and really not be that coffee bean of no use. But if you're aroma of coffee, when people come around you, it's not the bao wu, but the nice smell. You like to eat hor fun or not? I heard this one in near my office at Newton. You don't like this one? You eat, you don't take the wok. Hey, my goodness, just smell the thing was so shook. My wife also likes Hokkien Mee. But sometimes it's the aroma, isn't it? The aroma of Christ, the ability to tell people about the good news. Don't need to talk so much. Just be there. I mean, when you go to the hospital, what can I possibly say? Oh, you are here again. Gosh, come, the kids, come forward. You can sit down quickly. June, can you quickly get them? Just come. Come, keep quiet and sit down. As Joe has shared, I think we're talking about today about the name of God. Makadesh, and I think there's a need for us to know the process of sanctification. I wanted to just share with us, with the children around, in Leviticus 19. Sometimes we emphasize things. Why don't we just learn something here? In Leviticus 19, it's the Lord who said to Moses, speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, be holy. Now, God says, be holy. Why? The answer is very simple. The Lord says, be holy because I, the Lord, am holy. It's as simple as that. I don't need to give you any other reason. Children and adults and those who are going to be baptized on the 1st of July, Brian and Wai Kiong, whoever else. The Lord says in Leviticus, be holy because I, the Lord, am holy. Actually, Joe, no need to talk so much, you know, not that you shouldn't. But we just have to understand, Jonathan, be holy. Make sure that in the construction industry, if people do funny things, we don't do funny things. If lawyers, people cut corners, we don't. Nurses, you can cut corners, don't cut corners. Supposed to do something in a certain way, do something only. Why? Because the Lord says, speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, be holy because I, the Lord, your God, am holy. Enough. But in so far as trying to be holy and attempting to be holy, we need to be infilled with the Holy Spirit and to be sanctified. Today, the kids are here. I want to tell you, have you all seen the Chronicles of Narnia? Okay. Don't have? Tell TG. TG will organize some video everybody will watch. This is written by C.S. Lewis, the classic Chronicles of Narnia. The lion Aslan gathered around him a lot of animals in the new world of Narnia. Two children watched the proceedings from a distance. The lion opened his mouth, but no sound came from it. He was breathing out a long, warm breath. It seemed to sway all the beasts as the wind sways the line of trees. Far ahead from beyond the veil, the blue sky which hid them, the stars sang again. A pure, cold, difficult music. Then there came a swift flash like fire, but it burned nobody. Either from the sky or from the prize and from the lion itself, and every drop of blood tingled in the children's body. And the deepest, wildest voice they'd ever heard was saying, Narnia, 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 awake, laugh, think, speak. Out of the trees, where wild people stepped forth, and all these and all the beasts and birds in the different voices, low or high or thick or clear, they replied, Hail Aslan, we hear and obey. We are awake, we laugh, we think, we speak, we know. Creatures, Aslan said, I give you, listen to this, creatures, and this is from the firm and the book from my favorite author, C.S. Lewis. He says, creatures, I give you, not Aslan, I give you yourselves. Sometimes I think we always think I give you something else, but how about you give yourself? I give you yourselves. I give you forever this land of Narnia. I give you the woods, the fruits, the rivers. I give you the stars, and I give you myself. The dumb beasts whom I have not chosen are yours also. Treat them gently, cherish them, but do not go back to your ways, lest you cease to be talking beasts. For out of them you were taken, and into them you can return. Do not so. When this picture in the show was shown, it is a spiritual awakening of the animals. The animals were awakened. They were awakened, and in so far as we are concerned, we want to talk about being holy, being sanctified, because it's the order of God, and we are talking about spiritual awakening. Suddenly the world changes. We begin to love, think, know, and speak in ways we never did before. Our former notions about life disintegrate in the face of our experience of God. His distractions, the distraction of God, are so powerful, we are willing to forsake everything in order to live for Him. We want to be holy because we know that to be holy, Wai Kyong, is to be like Him and to be near Him. When we talk about being holy, actually it's good for you. Why? You begin to be like Him and we are near Him. Children, you learn to be near your parents. Because near your parents, maybe you need something. I mean, my son is always near me because he'll say, you know, we need to come say, my birthday coming, Christmas coming. And then he'll go to the aunties and say, my whatever day coming. When you're near someone, you get things you want, right? The same with God, isn't it? When we are close to Him, He is holy. He says, be holy. That's all. I don't need to give you that reason. But when you come before the Lord and you are blessed by Him, you are coming close to Him, there's something that happens. And today, I think as Pastor Joe just preached the word, and I think he's praying people like Phyllis, there's the need to just come and be touched by God. And when we're touched by God, it's just to be filled by the Holy Spirit. And you don't need to say, oh, I've been touched before. In fact, people tell people like a nyam to come before she goes to London. When she goes, she's representing us. You know, you go down there, the people say where you come from. And then you say you're from Singapore, they say from where. Once you mention Daniel Go, you're connected. And they'll be looking at it. And please tell my sisters to behave. You mean you're from this church? I know Daniel Go, no? But when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we want to be holy, something changes. And you don't need to be 56 years old to be holy. How old are you? Huh? You see, I'm so deaf, I'm so old, I can't even hear you. 9. You better be holy at 9. Don't wait until 56. Don't wait until 50. Some lady turning 50, she says, don't want to tell people, but I know who's turning 50. Everyone be holy. Why? Because it's holy. And I tell you what, I'm telling you something, we never got the United Nations fan to sing these songs thinking that it will sink in with what? Joe, whatever. I didn't know. People like me, all blur, blur. Okay, today you speak. I didn't think, Cindy, I didn't think that the songs that we choose today will be so in sync with what we talk about. Never. I'm only a little animal that God can use. But as we come before the Lord, I think something needs to happen. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So the kids, I want you to come forward. Even if someone has prayed for you before, today, 9-year-old, 3-year-old, 50, 56, 62, whatever, just come and be filled by the Lord. I want to pray for people like Yang who's going to London, and really when they sit together, my sisters, I hope they hear something. Come and tell us about artificial intelligence. Do you know that actually now, if I want to preach, right, Jordan, I give you a secret. I can press a button and I can get a sermon, you know. Do you know that? Should I do it? Should I support Manchester United? Or do we say, God, I want to hear from you. I want to be near you. So it's not artificial intelligence. If I ever take something and it's all plagiarized and just press a button, God, please do something. Or do we spend time and then not press a button but really say, God, do you know that in the legal fraternity, actually, if I press a button, I may get legal research done. Do you know that? Some of your work, some of your auditing work and whatever, you press the button, it's done. But then where is that originality? Where is that walking with God? Are you with me? So, yeah, please, when you come back, I'm warning you first. You, my sister, I'll give you some time. Tell us about artificial intelligence. What's the latest out there? And I think we were talking about it with Silas. Them scary artificial intelligence. You know why it's scary? Because it's artificial. There's use for it. But if everything that we do is just artificial intelligence, my friends, We are in shit, man. I use that word so you wake up. Or do we say, God, I want to be holy because you're holy. As you come before the Lord. So I want to invite you, children. I want you to step forward. And the people that are getting baptized and people who, even people like Shireen, what's wrong with being filled with the Holy Spirit again? Not that you're saying it's wrong, but I want you to come forward. I want to pray for all of us and just come. And I want you to also come before you come. As you step forward, I want you to just come and confess to the Lord first. Maybe your attitude is not right. Hey God, please lah, holy, holy, talk so much, I'm still holy. But your holy is different. Yours is H-O-L-E-Y. You have a lot of holes. But as we come before the Lord, He can change you, take away the E, and you become holy. Will you come? Some brother talk to me and say, I'm not sure. I need to talk about whether I should go overseas and work. I don't know the answer. But God will speak to us. Amen? Some of us got exams. This year, who got exams? Children got exams. Huh? I also have exams. Every Saturday, I got exams. I come here as an exam. I don't know what I need to say. But I prepare because I want to hear from God. Not artificial intelligence, but God is going to help. I want to invite you to come. All the adults, all the children, whoever needs to pray for, and then we'll pray for each other. Ask God to touch your life. Amen. To be sanctified, to be filled, and to speak to you. To speak to Nyak when she goes to London, to speak to Wai Kyong because he's going to get baptized, people like Brian and all the rest. I want you to come forward. Those who are sick, just come forward. When you are touched by God, something happens. Amen. As Esther leads us in worship, I want you to just come forward. 1,000 generations. Can you just come forward, children? Come forward. Adults, just come forward as well. Those who are coming to be prayed for, children, can you come one row, come forward, stand separately from each other. I will also come down and pray for you. Those who want to pray for more pocket money, raise your hands. When you come for, you're asking to be prayed for, can you just, I can't tell who is what, can you just lift your hands? I want to pray for you. Those who are not being prayed for, people like Winnie and the rest, can you come? I want you to pray for the children. Take some oil, pray for them to be filled with the Spirit. Adults, those who are asking to be prayed for, I want you to lift your hands. I want to pray for the adults myself. DG, can you follow me? The rest of you, can you pray for the children? Above the moon. All thrones, all thrones, and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all in the name, and the angels cry, sing holy, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high. The people sing, Lord Jesus, hear. Hear the people sing, holy to the King of Kings, and holy, you will always be. Service, your name,
your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above the all.
All thrones and dominions,
all thrones and dominions, all power and possessions, your name stands above them all.
Your name is the highest, sing to the Lord.
It's the highest, your name. It's the greatest, your name.
Stands above them all.
All thrones and dominions, all thrones and dominions, all powers and possessions, your name stands above them all. And the angels cry.
His name, you are lifted up,
you are lifted high.
Say, holy, holy forever. You're the people say, you're the people say.
The people sing.
You're the people sing. Holy to the King of Kings.
Holy, you will always be.
You to just lift your hands up in the end of the service. The rest are being ministered. Leave them. God will deal with them. Can you raise your hands? I want to pray for you. Father, thank you. Children, will you raise your hands before the Lord? Children? Children, listen to me. Hello. Lift your hands. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the ministry. Thank you. You're doing something new. Lord, thank you for ministering to people. I want to pray for those who are going to London. I want to pray for those who are going to be baptized. Lord, you will do a new work. Lord, bring sanctification. Bring that depth of holiness that comes from knowing you. So, Father, will you sanctify your church through and through? And even as we begin to embark in July, every 4:30 for the month of July, to just come and pray, Lord, bring your people so that, Lord, we will come and we want to pray down the presence of God. Holy God, we are holy and we choose to be holy because you are holy. So Father, speak to my brother about what he will do with his life so that, Lord, it is the person of God that is helping us to make a decision. So Father, we thank you, we bless you. We pray all this through the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We say amen and amen. Thank God for you. We see you next week. God bless you. See you next week. Those parents who can come, 4:30, please come. We want to pray for half an hour for all the affairs of the church and for the personal lives. Thank you. God bless you.